Hi, this is Eva Cox with the latest instalment in How to Try and Make Societies More Civil. And I want to start with looking at the privatisation of things, what the future role of governments are in offering services and funding them. Because we've had a shift over the last few years where we've trusted commercial businesses, or the government has trusted commercial businesses and business models. Why does the government trust commercial business and business models more than the old public service and community services models? This has been happening over the last probably about four decades, that we've seen both privatisation of publicly owned services and the contracting out of services on a commercial basis, competitive tendering. And often that means that private sector firms have ended up providing public services. There's been this idea that somehow or other the market was going to be more efficient, not necessarily effective, and therefore we should move into using a commercial model, even if they are publicly run in some cases. Why was the assumption that they do it better because profit models somehow or other were going to be better than service models? The older idea that you actually ran services because you wanted to meet the needs of your client groups rather than meeting a profit. There's this funny idea that a profit showed whether you were being efficient financially, but it did not show whether you were being effective. So I want to go back and have a look at that, because the banking inquiry in the report that has just come out shows serious flaws in the idea that profit and financial incentives are a good way to run a business, because they take over and even end up breaking the law, which has really brought down the Royal Commission type stuff very heavily on the finance industry. But there are lessons that we need to learn from that, which need to be spread much more widely into the idea of doing some decent reforms. It's interesting that Jeremy Corbyn in the British Labour Party conference suggested renationalising the power groups, the railways and lots of other services that had been privatised. And this was very well received. So should we be looking here whether the problems of greed-driven models rather than servicing people models can be put back in place? And I want to talk about some examples. So I want to look at particularly starting with aged care and childcare. Can we stop the privatisation and contracting out generally of community services to set clear criteria for the non-profit versus profit services? Make decisions about what sort of things the idea of competition has any relationship with. I mean, if you're actually involved in trying to find services for aged people or for people with disabilities or for children, why do we make an assumption that somehow or other that the profit motive is going to provide better services, because it's obviously not doing so? So here's some initial options for the community services areas. And we've seen some of the problems that are coming up in the aged care inquiry. If we stop privatisation and contracting community services, we could do that without sort of banning the private sector by setting clear criteria for what things should be non-profit and what things should be run by profit services. And that means that we have to distinguish the market model from the community models, which really are there in order to meet the needs of the users, not the needs of the shareholders. We need to start by engaging the local communities much more into planning, rather than, childcare is a very good example of this, assuming that the market was going to provide where needs were obviously there. We also need to stop top-down decision-making, which is obviously the other thing that is making a mess of it, particularly in the aged care area. We need to abolish competitive tendering, because that actually discourages local groups from collaborating and working together, because they're actually competing for funding. And that doesn't lead to good local relationships. Children's services is an area I've got a lot of experience in. And we used to have a system that we funded services because they were actually needed in an area. That meant the government had a direct contract with the services, and they didn't approve a service unless there was an obvious need in the area, rather than at the moment where you've got oversupply of children's services in some areas where land happened to be cheap and they could build new services, and undersupply in other areas where, for instance, land is expensive. So it doesn't relate to the children in the area. And it actually means you've got competition, which is not actually dropping costs, which is the idea, whole idea behind competition, but raising costs. Because if you're not a full service, you raise the fees in order to cover your expenditure. And that means we've got some ridiculously high fees in areas where there's a shortage of care, but we've also got ridiculously high fees in some of the areas where there's an excess of care. So it just doesn't work. So can we go back to direct funding of children's services between the government as the funder and the service provider so that we can control where services are and whether they're in areas where the children are and what hours they operate and what fees they actually charge, which would allow them to make an agreed small profit, so say on capital investment, but would not allow them to charge fees just on the basis of trying to get as much money as they can out of the users. And that would make a big difference. It would also mean that we had services where children were rather than in places that might allow for profits on building centres. We actually need to therefore engage the local community services into the planning, which we don't do at the moment. We've got a whole lot of other services that we can be looking at, age and disability services. There's a real anxiety at the moment that the NDIS is going to actually bring in more commercial services. They've set up a whole new section there to avoid people being ripped off under the NDIS. If they actually banned commercial services from providing most of those local services, then we wouldn't have to have things which avoided people ripping off the people in need who really don't have choices, because if they've got a service in the area and it's the only service in the area, that's what they've got to use. We also need to create local community networks so service providers talk to each other, and commercial services just don't do that. We've got the proof now when you look at what's happening in the private sector, where they rip off people in order to make more money, and where ethics of business seem to have disappeared entirely out of the questions. We've got the Royal Commission making very rude comments about banks that used to be trusted. And we find the whole issue of trusting organisations is part of the reason that we're building distrust amongst the population at large. So I'm suggesting that we actually start lobbying seriously about cutting out the for-profit providers in areas where it is inappropriate.